Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Danielle.
And Brooke. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, you guys. So excited for the new year. Obviously, we did our little happening episode on Monday, but today we're going to be talking about New Year's goals and how to make them stick, how to stick to your resolutions, how to just start the new year off right. We also had you guys submit some of your tips too, so it's going to be a good episode.
Yeah, we'll get Sharon. You guys in the Facebook group are crushing it as always. You could also follow us on Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast for your little daily dose of motivation. I love our Instagram. I think it's so cute. So.
Oh, it's literally so cute. And Emma, our creative director, kills it.
Love that.
That's the tea on that. It's a great day. It's my first day of classes today as we speak.
Ooh.
Started off the day right. Honestly, I was really nervous about my accounting class, but my professor's kind of cool. So we're in a good mood right now. And I don't have any homework yet, you know, so.
The first week of class is like pure bliss because you're like living in like
pure bliss.
It is, because it's like you're back with all your friends, but you don't have like really that much work because it's still ad drop. So people could still technically drop out of classes. It's like all you have to do really for class is just show up, but you don't really have to do anything. So, I mean, I'm jealous.
Yeah, you get it. No, it's the best. It's kind of like, okay, like let me, you know. You start very put together. You know, I had my pens. I had my notebook. I was like, ready.
Yeah.
And you just feel good about it. And then like classes actually start and you're like, okay, well now I'm in shambles. But so this week is a good week, right? It's good.
I feel like the first week is always good. And like you're back with your friends. How's it being back with everybody? Are you thriving?
It's really good. It's been really fun. We're all kind of like, you know, like, the first week or so you're trying to figure out your schedules and your friends' schedules and when you guys can like meet on campus. But no, it's been really good. We like all had like a bachelor watch party last night, and my friend made a cheese board specifically.
I saw that.
Because she knew I was coming. She's never made one in her life. She's like, Danielle, can you bring your board? Like, I don't know. She like went and just bought a ton of random cheeses. She kind of killed it. So
it's always cute. The best, like the most like randomly thrown together. Like people always ask for the tips. It's like literally just buy a random assortment of like cheeses and like crackers and like nuts, seeds, like olives, grapes, whatever you think you could put on it and like mash it all together and it looks good.
Literally, it's just beautiful. And again, all inspired by you, baby.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I just got into cheese boards like at the right time, because for some reason there's like a cultural movement right now around like
art. It's like trending now. You were like before the trend.
Oh, well, thank you.
You were. You know you were.
I never really got like super into it. It was always just something that like literally junior year of college, like me, Maddie, Mariah would get like two blocks of cheese and crackers and just like snack on that instead of dinner. Like we'd be like, you know, like I'm not even that hungry for dinner. Like let's just do like cheese and apps or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's like this whole thing to make them like super aesthetic, and it's fun to do that. But at the end of the day, I mean, like it's about the cheese.
Justice for the cheese. No, yeah, I completely agree. Zillian and I went grocery shopping, and we're both just terrible grocery shoppers. Like we just don't. It's like really hard to figure out what to buy. We have like two meals that we literally make every week, and then the third meal it's become a cheese board. We're just like, we'll just get separate cheese boards. There's always that one night where you had like a late lunch.
Yes,
and you're not that hungry, and cheese board's just amazing. It's not the healthiest, but like. It's good.
Now they satisfy you. And I feel like it's good for just like if you throw on a movie or something and you just need something you could pick at and not just like, wow, I'm so hungry. I need to like scarf down this like bowl of pasta. It's more of like,
yeah.
It's more of like a social thing. I don't know. That's why I like it at least.
Yes. It's like fun to talk about it and be like, oh, this cheese is delectable. Like,
let's try something new. Yeah. I love it.
I know. It's so funny. Anyways, should we get into our highlights and lowlights of the week?
Yeah. Let's hit it.
Highlights and lowlights.
Woo!
All right, kick it off with the low.
All right, my low light is that class has started.
Yeah.
I'm excited, obviously, to be back, but like, I just, you know, like winter break is a nice time to just be at home. And it's so nice because, especially in college, like in high school, I guess your classes continue, but in college, you literally cannot do any sort of schoolwork in between semesters because you're not in the classes yet.
Yeah.
So I love it. And I love that I literally don't have to think about school at all. So now it's like, because, you know, I've got the podcast, YouTube, and now about to be a spin instructor. It's going to be a lot of balancing. And I'm just, you know, I don't know anyone that like is obsessed with their classes. So that's that's my low. If there's any low, it's that.
Definitely. I feel like it's bittersweet because it's like you got the pros of mm-hmm. like being back in town and seeing all your pals. And I know you were excited to get back to Athens for a certain extent. So like, I get it. Yeah. That's.
Yeah. What about you?
Okay. So we're going back because I guess the last time we podcasted together was, it was over a week ago. So I guess we haven't really like done the full download, but basically I came back to Boston. You know, I spent the holidays at home on Long Island and I came back here and for some reason, well, I know why. I mean, like it's like stuff in my personal life. But I just got hit with this like wave of like incredible sadness and like especially loneliness, which I haven't mm-hmm. had, honestly haven't had since I moved here, because I think that every time I've just been in like, when I moved here before I started my job, I was in like this whirlwind of like, oh my gosh, I'm starting my job soon. And then I always like have social plans and I like keep myself busy. And for some reason, I just like sat back and I felt like really, truly lonely. And I do have friends and I have people that I can hang out with. And like, I do have those people that I could like call and I know that they would like, quote, drop everything and like be with me or whatnot. But for some reason, I felt like I had like few people to turn to or like no one understood what I was going through kind of, and just kind of having like a little bit of an existential crisis, honestly, with the mix of loneliness, I think, and my parents leaving me. Like, so my parents came up here and like helped me with some apartment things and then went back, and I just was like, wow, like I'm here by myself. So it was a rough few days, but honestly, the way that I combated that, and I want to give this tip out to everybody, is by forcing myself to go be social. And I know that this isn't a fix for everybody, but I was really sad. And then I did some traveling and I came back and I was even more sad because I missed my friends. And then I forced myself to put myself in not really an uncomfortable social situation because it was like people that I'm friends with, but I just was like, I would much rather sit on my couch and like watch a movie and like, wallow in my like pity right now. Basically, I was like, I just want to, you know, make myself dinner and like sit on this couch. I don't want to leave my apartment. And I went out and I had such a fun time socializing. And it wasn't even about like going out. It was just about getting out of my apartment, seeing friends, you know, being reminded that like there are things to be happy about, like as sad as that sounds. And sometimes it takes like shifting your perspective. I think that's why I felt so lonely, is because I wasn't like leaving my apartment or like challenging myself. And this week has been so much better. And just like got rid of a lot of like baggage from 2019. I don't need to get into details, but like just moving into this year with a whole entirely clean slate. And I think sometimes it takes like challenging yourself a little bit to do that. And I don't know. That's just my tip of the year, I guess, so far.
I like it. I'm so proud of you. I think kind of everything that happened to you, I hate to say this, kind of happened at a great time.
Yeah,
because now it's the new year. And it's an easy way to be like, okay, that's in last year. Thank you, next. But actually, I hate to quote The Bachelor, but someone on The Bachelor said last night, someone once told me, if it scares you, do it. And I was like, that's kind of good. Like, if it scares you, do it. If it challenges you, do it. Like, try it, because there's a reason it's scary and there's a reason you need to try it. So I think that's awesome. And I'm proud of you. It's very important to be like self-aware. Some people aren't like self-aware and don't really, they just like wallow in it forever. And it's good to have, I think it's good to like feel your feelings for
and
sure.
Give them
like,
time. Oh yeah. I don't, I definitely am not saying like push it aside and be like, don't be
sad.
Like but I had days of being sad and I was like, I'm going to be like this forever if I don't, you know, do something and get out of my apartment and like see people that I care about, or, you know, and I've been really good about this. This was one of my goals of 2020, is to push myself to hang out with people that I don't necessarily always hang out with, like, you know, people that are always at the party, but I don't personally like hang out with them or whatever it is. And I've made a point to like reach out to them and be like, hey, do you want to work out together? Like, do you want to like, maybe we can watch Bachelor together next week, like whatever it may be. And I don't know, like little things I'm proud of myself for. So we're moving forward.
I think I just like hearing you say all that in the last few days, I'm kind of inspired. Like it sounds really weird, but there's people here at UGA or like in my sorority, you're just like random people that I love talking to. And when I'm with them, I'm like so happy, but they're not my immediate friend group. And I want to start like reaching out to them more and like, I don't know, hanging out with new people. Like, I just think it's not like leaving my old friends behind by any means, but it's important to, I don't know, I think like making new connections is fun. And like, if there's people you enjoy being around, they make you feel good. Like, why aren't you hanging out with them?
Exactly. And you don't have to hang out with, I do this thing too, where I get in the pattern of hanging out with the same five people or whatever, just because that's who you get comfortable around. But there's always room for new people in your life, and they don't have to be your best friend, but you could, you know, go work out with them or like go get lunch with them. And it doesn't have to be like, oh, now you're my new best friend. Like, it's just someone that you got lunch with, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can decide, you know, what caliber you want that friendship to be.
I like so. That. Yeah. But I'm always inspired by you, Danielle, because I feel like you really get up and get after it. And like, I know you feel your feelings and like, you're really good about like processing them, but then recognizing like, all right, I got to go like be girl boss or like whatever it is. So I was definitely inspired by you, inspired Aww. By so many of my other amazing people in my life. Even like my mom, you know, texting me being like, you got to like, you know, get up, do things, like stop being sad, whatever it is. So happy about that.
Aww. Yeah. No, I definitely had points in time like last year, especially when I lived alone. Like there's so many great benefits to it and like mm-hmm. it's awesome. But there are times that I felt very lonely and I just like hated that in order to be around people, I had to leave my apartment. Like there is times where you don't feel like that. So it's a very valid feeling. I'm not like sad right now, but when it happens, I love going for drives. I know you do too. And listening yep. to like sad music, honestly, and like crying. It is the best, especially at night, like old school Taylor Swift at night.
Oh, yes. Oh my God.
It hits different. And then you feel so much better. And then you're like, okay, girl, about time.
Exactly. And sometimes you do just need to like, as dramatic as it is, even after like a really good day, sometimes I'll be like feeling emotional randomly and then I'll like cry and get it out or like take a shower and refresh. And then I'm like, refresh, reset, whatever you want to look at it as. Mm-hmm. And then I feel so much better. So it is healthy to release those feelings if you're feeling them.
Yes.
All good.
Awesome. Well, on a positive note.
Yeah.
My highlight is, it's kind of, my highlights and lowlights are always very similar. It's like always like the pro and the con of that. So my highlight is that I'm back and on a regular routine. Winter break is awesome, but I felt so all over the place. Even like when Brooke and I were planning podcasts or I had calls with, you know, my manager or whatever, it was so like hard to know what my schedule was each day because you're with your family and it's like, oh, we're going to go do this now. And I'm like, oh, like it's like not just focus on your schedule. So it's so nice to be back and like have a set routine. Like, okay, I know when my classes are, I can book my spin classes. Like, and I'm also like really cleaning our apartment right now. When I was listening to Tori's, podcast, I think it's her most recent, or not the most recent, second most recent, like about 2020. She was like, every year, the first, you know, in the new year, I deep clean my apartment or my townhouse. So that's what me and Delaney did. And it feels so good. And I'm still working on it. And it just feels good to kind of start fresh. Like, New Year's are fun.
Yeah. I need to do that as well. That's on my list. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But
just blast music and do it.
I love that. A little reset. Happy to be back with your pals. I'm jealous because my highlight was also seeing my friends. I decided this was very last minute, but I booked a trip to Atlanta to visit my best friend Mariah, who just moved to Atlanta. And I got to see a bunch of my other friends from college too, like not my whole friend group, like a lot of my friend group. And
yeah,
it was just like old time, like not like old times. I mean, I feel like I just graduated like 6 months ago or whatever it was, 7 months ago, I guess now. But there's something to be said for those friendships. And I think I've always felt this way where I'm like, oh, I could just pick up and, you know, make new friends wherever I move, which I do still believe. But at the same time, I think valuing those friendships and like cherishing them is really important to do. And I did the same thing with my friends from home. Like I was like, oh, I'll make more friends at college. And then I got to college. I was like, oh wait, my friends from home are really awesome. And then now I'm kind of doing the same thing again, 'cause I don't really live near any of my friends from college. So I don't know. I'm on like this giant cycle of being like, wait, I need to like appreciate what I have in the moment, even though I did, I feel like, but I just miss them a lot. So
of course,
New Year's in Atlanta. It was a lot of fun. I had no New Year's kiss, if we're going to be honest here. I did not.
Everyone wants to know.
I didn't, but it doesn't matter, Eric, because I was with my friends and like we had so much fun. We went to this place called the Park Tavern. It was like an all-inclusive New Year's situation, which was just so nice, so stress-free. Atlanta's a lot of fun, and I just don't see myself there. That's the problem, because everyone's like, just freaking, Brooke, just move there. Like, all of your friends live there. And honestly, I just don't see myself there. I mean, who knows? I guess that could change, but I don't know. I've never felt like an especially like, connection to that city. I don't know.
Yeah. And I feel like you would have felt it already. Like you lived here and you would have like, I don't know. You're such a Northeastern girl to me. Like you really
that's
are.
How I feel too. Yeah. I definitely feel that I identify better with like the people up here, but like it just so happens that like a lot of my friends now reside there. But I did talk to some of my friends and they were all talking, they were like, not all, but some of my friends were like, I might do New York for a year or two, and I was like, please come to the Northeast, like literally begging, because I think a lot of people want to experience it while they're young, and I was like, I will move my whole life around so that we can line up like a living situation, because I just that'd be so fun to live with my college friends again. And I think that's another thing I've been considering, like, do I want a roommate lately? Because I feel like that's like another like loneliness issue is that I'm just, I spend a lot of time alone these days, but I would only do it if it was the right person. I feel like my college friends that I've lived with already are the right people. So
yeah, you've like lived with them before. So you like know for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
That makes sense. Oh, well, it looked like a really fun time, and you and Mariah just are best friend goals. So I love it.
I know we were getting those comments. I was like, oh, that's actually really sweet. It is goals. Really sweet because I always think that, getting deep again, I always think that about like couples or whatever. I like fantasize, like I see like these beautiful couples. I'm like, wow, couple goals. But then it's so amazing to me that people like will comment on my pictures and be like, wow, this is best friend goals. And I like don't even recognize it. I'm like, oh my gosh, this really is like goals. Like I'm so lucky to have this friend. And like, you know, we went back to her house. She literally lives on a farm, and like her family like welcomes me in and like literally treats me as if I'm like one of their own children. Like I, not so everybody sweet. Has that, you know?
No, that's very true. It's good to be aware of that.
So I'm very, very thankful. And New Year's was great.
Oh, I'm glad.
I feel like your New Year's was fun too.
Did we just not talk about New Year's? I guess we didn't.
Because we podcasted before it.
Like, that's what it was. Right. Yeah. Mine was freaking awesome. I had a party and it was so funny. Like, I didn't really know who to invite because it's like all my friends from high school. So like I, you know, sent the invite out to like a couple people, and then just like a ton of random people from my grade showed up that I have not seen in so long. And it was so happy and fun to see them, and everyone got along so well. And we like did a bonfire, and Ryan was there. So he like made friends with all my friends, and like I wasn't even with him half the night. Like he was just with the guys. So that was like really cool. And it was just so much fun. It's always fun to ring in the new year. And I love my friends from home. So it was really hard to leave them. I sobbed. Not like them in specific, just like because I'm seeing a couple of them soon. But it's just like being home, the feeling of home, you know. It's just like it hits different.
It does hit different. I definitely feel that.
So, yeah.
So moving forward, new year, new us. Not really, but I guess it's been an interesting little week. But I feel like we're both kind of getting back on the right foot and feeling slowly. Better. Yeah, it's all going to be okay. So now we'll talk about our current fave. Let's hit it.
Let's do it.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up one of my favorite things.
So my current favorite is actually something I'm wearing right now, so Brooke can see it. It's this white long sleeve Henley. I think this is ribbed or waffle knit. I don't know. What is this, Brooke? What is this
It
material?
Looks waffle. It does.
Waffle. It's maybe waffle. Pancake? No, I'm kidding.
Pancake.
It's from Aritzia, and I'm like really, I'm really into just like long sleeve basics right now because they're great like under a good jacket. That's why Brooke, I texted you this morning because Brooke in her vlog was wearing this like gray long sleeve kind of similar ribbed
top. It's pretty high neck too, which is what I like about
and
it.
And I liked that. Yeah, it's very flattering. And so I was like, where'd you get it? I literally am about to purchase all three colors because they're so cheap on Nordstrom. So I'm into like the basics, but this one from Aritzia is awesome. I think I've worn it in a vlog or two. So yeah, I really like it.
I really like it. It's very flattering.
Thanks. Yeah, I like it. It's like slim fit. You should get it.
I'm interested. I love wearing just – that's my style recently too is just like basics like that.
Like
something
leggings
like that.
Or sweats.
Literally leggings, sweats, or even jeans. And then you have like a simple outfit like jeans. And
yes. I love that with like jewelry, like hoops.
Yes. Yes.
A vibe.
For like a little casual fit or whatever it is. But I've been really casual. I don't know. Well, my washing machine was broken for a minute, so I like don't have good clean clothes. But it's fixed, so we're good.
Wait, pause. Oh my God, Gabriella, our friend from Greece, just Snapchatted me and said #plane problems. Literally soaked from my hydro flask. This has never happened to me before.
Oh,
guys, we've talked about this before. It's so funny. Her hydro flask must have blown up on her.
I saw a TikTok about that. It was like a flight attendant who was like, don't open your hydro flask on the plane because it's known. It's a known thing.
Oh, I saw that. I think you sent it to me.
Yeah.
That's so
it's
funny.
Totally a known thing. So keep that in mind. Don't open your hydro flask straw lid on the airplane.
Or your computer will break.
Yeah, that was a horrible time. That was like a year ago, I guess, right? More than
a
year.
I will still never forget. We're at the Apple store. You're so stressed. And all of a sudden I hear, it's Demi Lovato. And I'm like, sorry, Brooke, gotta go. And I'm like, jam it alone.
How long ago was that?
Was that when we went in January?
No, I think it was a year before that. It couldn't have been. I don't know. That seems way too recent. I guess I could be wrong, but.
No, you're right. I don't know. We were at the Grove. We might have been over a summer thing, but I don't even remember going over the summer with you. I think it I don't know.
Wow.
It was freaking funny. It might have been like a style con. But we didn't stay in Orange. We didn't stay in LA.
True.
I don't know. Funny stuff though. Either
it
way.
Was funny. My favorite is something that I have. Another thing I didn't utilize enough in 2019, but in 2020, we're getting back on the grind because I truly love it. And it is The Wing, which is my co-working space.
Oh,
yes. So I want to give it a shout out because I honestly don't even know why I didn't use it enough, because like I could sit here and make excuses all day, but they have showers and everything there. So a big thing for me was,
wow,
why, like, oh, I'm going to go work out and then I'll come back home, shower. And then by the time I shower, I'm like, I'm not going to go back in the other direction of Boston and like go work there. Mm-hmm. But I could just pack all my stuff for the day and like make a day of it.
Totally. I'm all about making a day. Love to make a day.
And you could have guests. So it's really nice because I don't really know any other members in Boston. Actually, I know Natalie Barbu is a member, but she like travels in town sometimes. She's not in town all the time. But
yeah,
so I could bring people with me. So basically it's a women's co-working space. It's only like, I guess it's like a female empowered thing. And everybody does different things. It's not just for freelancers or not just for people who do social media. There's people who literally do everything. Some people who have, you know, real quote jobs, but this is just like their office and they're just working remotely. I see people, you know, who are doing phone calls. I see people who are like in the quiet room, you know, grinding out stuff with calculators. I see people who are sketching. It's like so cool. Yeah. Cause everyone does something
different. Jealous. It's such a great space.
Yeah. You'll have to come visit. Well, you're going to plan a trip and then we could go.
Yeah. Oh my God. I would literally love that. I feel like you definitely went like a lot at first when you like first, were like doing your own thing. I think
I did. I just want to get better. This isn't even my goal for the week, but just in general, just talking a lot. I want to get better about time blocking. Cause this is my problem, is that like, if I were to sit at home today, let's say, and film a bunch of videos, like take a bunch of pictures or whatever, then I would have work for myself to do at The Wing. I would, you know, be able to edit. I'd be able to like put together content or whatever
it is. Okay. Yeah.
Versus the way that I've been structuring my days is just like kind of doing a little bit of everything. Like today I'm podcasting, I might film a video, I might edit a video. Like I might, who knows? I kind of might do a little bit of everything versus, I guess, time.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like filming like three videos and then editing them at The Wing.
Yes. Because I find that for our job, like, yeah, there's a lot of like administrative work that goes into it, but not enough to like sit there all day from like, you know, 8 to 5 or whatever. And like at one point I'm like, wait, I want to vlog, but then I'm like, wait, I can't vlog. Like everyone's like doing work or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's kind of like a conflict of interest, as weird as that sounds. But I do love it. I love the food there. I love the coffee there. It's a great space.
Ooh, yeah. And about the showers, like it is kind of fun to shower at other places and like use their products and it's like it's a nice, you just have to like bring a change of clothes, which is annoying sometimes, but it's always fun. I like to do that at the Spin Studios every now and then.
Yeah. I mean, the SoulCycle bathrooms are like incredibly nice. So.
Oh yeah. Those are freaking nice.
Premium. I feel like I always have to like sprint if I want to get a shower though. So I try just to shower.
Yeah.
Home.
It's annoying. Know. It's like you have to skip the stretching and it's like, do you want to do that? Yeah. So.
I don't know. But it's all good. So that's what my fave is. I guess it's not like a tangible thing I have with me, but like my membership, which I need to start using more to make it worth it. So all good.
No, yeah. Let's definitely go when I'm there. I've been to the two different ones in New York City and they're so cool. They're not to be materialistic or whatever, but they're very aesthetically pleasing for photos.
They are. So. They're very cute and like just well thought out and like very... Everyone's really cool too. I've also like, you can message people on the app. So I got a message recently from a girl who like wants to meet up. Like she does some stuff in influencer marketing and she's like, hey, can I ask you some questions? Like it's really good like community to meet people. And I'm trying to do more of that, like I said, in 2020. So love that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think that's like the best place to meet like creatives in your city. Makes complete sense.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So our last segment before we get into the actual podcast is goals. So we each came up with a goal for this week. Goals.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
So mine is to completely clean my room and create a great environment for a great semester. I started off, I unpacked and everything, and I just cleaned my desk. So that part's done. But I actually just bought a new comforter because white comforters just don't last a very long time.
It's true.
So I have to go to the mailroom to get that. It'll be nice and clean. I've been like cleaning up everything. I have to clean under my bed. I just want by the end of this week for my room to be, because I have a very small room, so it needs to kind of stay clean. Otherwise, I just don't want to be in it. And then it just puts, it really does put me in a bad mood. Like, I'm literally in a better mood. But I feel like most people are in a better mood if their like area is clean. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal by the end of this week, to like be done with all of that.
Here for it. Mine is actually kind of similar with the cleaning thing, but I guess a little more specific, but I too need to clean. Also just like the mass amounts of like holiday PR and everything. I need to like donate the rest of it.
Yes. Yep.
I donated a lot over break. Like I brought a bunch home, but then I came back to even more packages, and I'm sure you get this too. Like all the messages, like, what do you do with all the PR? It's like, I do donate it. I give it to friends. It's not just sitting in my closet. Like I do things with it. And my goal for this week actually is just very specific, like closet clean out. I want to list stuff on Poshmark because I am out of hangers and I'm not buying anymore. So we're selling my clothes.
I literally do that too. It's like, and there's like some things I want to buy online. It's like, no, I have to get rid of stuff first. Like it's just a rule.
Mm-hmm. I've been bad hangers. About holding on to stuff. I don't know about you. Like I hang on to the weirdest things. I'm like this dress from like this, you know, semi I went on 2 years ago. I'm like, I'm not wearing this again. Like I already took a bajillion pictures in it and my friends borrowed it. Like I got to get rid of it. Why can't I get rid of it?
It's so hard. I know sometimes it's so hard. Like I've got a couple of dresses like that in my closet right now. Not that they're taking up that much space, but I've kept them in my closet for like 2 years now, but there's just certain ones that I can't get rid of. I don't
know
why.
So weird.
It's very strange. I don't know why we do what we do.
So we're going to work through it. Yeah. I want to do that too. I mean, you have a small closet, so I don't even know how you do it. I have a large closet and I'm like still struggling for space. So
I cannot wait. My first apartment will just, it is a requirement. It's a bigger closet. I deserve it. I deserve it.
You don't even have like a clothing rack or anything.
No, I did last year because I had like that extra room, but I had to get rid of that this year. Yeah. It's very rough. It's like very rough. Not trying to be complaining at all. But it is hard because I like clothes.
You're just a clothes gal.
I like to be in on the trends. So, and they always change. True. Anyways, it's all good. So, yeah, it sounds like we both want to clean this week.
It's going to be a big clean out week for sure.
Big clean out week. I need to find a new show to watch because I'm done with You. Did I tell you I finished it?
Yeah. What did you think?
Did you?
Yeah, I finished.
I liked how it ended, but I'm also like, holy crap. So there's definitely going to be a third season for sure. I feel complete. Like I'm happy with it. What about you?
I think it's okay. I think it was okay. I don't know. Season two in general, I was just like, oh, it's okay. I mean, the ending, like they really made it like not even come full circle, but I will say like the ending was good, but like a cliffhanger ending. I don't even know. I'm like,
yeah,
whatever.
I know that's kind of the worst, but whatever, you gotta do what you gotta do to make more seasons.
True. And then I really want to watch Dirty John next. I heard really good things about it. It's a podcast about, it's not even about murder, it's about like I think he's like a sociopath or something, but then they made a show about it and it's on Netflix and apparently that's really good, so maybe you could check that out.
Yeah, I started like the first 10 minutes of Good Girls because a lot of people are talking about that in the Facebook group. So I like wasn't really in the mood to watch TV though, so I like turned it off and I was like, I need a fresh mind. But I kind of liked what I was seeing.
I'm so picky. Yeah.
I also try to watch the show Lucifer because Caitlin told me to watch it. And it's like about this – it's literally about the devil. Like Lucifer
really
moves to LA as like a person and it's like him finessing his way through life. But I don't know, it was kind of weird to me, so I stopped. But I also saw The Draw, so yeah, I'm just so picky with my shows. Like, I just want everything to be like Gossip Girl, and it's just not.
Yeah, I started rewatching Gossip Girl too, actually, recently.
Oh, it's such a move.
It's such an all-reliable.
It's good to just, like, have on. It's just a vibe.
It is.
Anyways, I feel like we should get into our topic that we want to talk about for this episode. You know, it's going to help us to talk about, hopefully it'll inspire you guys. I'm so proud. A lot of you guys came up with some awesome goals and resolutions. So let's stick with them, right?
Yeah, let's hop into it. Because it's not just about, I mean, I do this every year. I set these goals for myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm like a month into the new year or whatever it is. And I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I don't have any tangible ways that I'm going to accomplish these goals, if that makes sense. Like, let's say that my goal is, you know, I mean, I always have like be healthier on there, but I'm not like, you know, how many times a week am I going to work out? What are the workouts going to be? What am I going to eat? What, like, there needs to be action steps in there. And that's where I always fail.
Like Tori talked about in her podcast, she's like, what does your room smell like? I was like,
oh yeah, she's so cute.
She gets really specific and it's so true. I think, so I found this article on entrepreneur.com. And it's called 8 Ways You Can Use Science to Make Your New Year's Resolution Stick. And the first tip is so true. And it's like what's helped me. And it's called, it says, choose the right whys. So whys are basically the reason for making those resolutions in the first place. Like I kind of explained this, I think in the podcast and then in my goals video, how I want to floss more. And it's so easy to say that. But I actually want to start flossing more. And I have been literally every day since the new year because my dentist finally explained to me and it made sense to me why I need to floss and why it works. And for me, I don't know. I'm just the way, like, I don't want to do something if I don't really know what I'm doing or like, I don't feel like it's worth it. So when you think about certain things and like why you want to do that, like if you want to be healthier because you want lower cholesterol or you want to lose 5 pounds, like be very specific about why you want to do these things. Cause then it helps you kind of act towards that behavior.
I like that. Like defining right? why instead of just setting out like a goal and being like, I want to stop living for others. It's like, why? It's like, because you want to better your own freaking life. Like,
exactly.
I like that. Like thinking about the real core. I actually, this is so funny. I have a sticky note on my, I have like this big, you probably remember it. It's a pink map, like, in my room. So it's a, like a,
Oh, yes, artwork.
Basically. And I have this sticky note that I wrote on it junior year that says, what's your why? And it's been like, I just never took it off. So it's still on there.
I love that. Yeah.
I don't even like look at it often, but I just don't want to take it off now because I'm like, oh, I love it. And people always ask, like, oh my gosh, you have that. Like, what does that mean? I'm like, literally, what's your why? Like, why do you do things? I don't know. I think it's kind of
I like
cool.
that a lot. It's a good reminder. Like, why am I doing this? That's a good one.
I think also for like I said, like the whole goal execution, like you need to break it. Like I do this thing too, where I set these vast goals. You need to break it into smaller sub goals too, because
start small.
Yes. So I don't even know what example we can give, but I think that everybody sets huge, huge things. I want to, you know, gain so many followers on Instagram. It's like, okay, well, what are you going to, cause if you're just, you know, still posting once a week, like you're probably not like, where's the change?
Yeah, exactly. That's the second step in this article, Brooke. It's like you saw.
Oh my gosh.
It says start small. The go big or go home mentality rarely works when it comes to New Year's resolutions. If you've never exercised before, it's unlikely you'll suddenly start working out for an hour every single day. True. Instead, start with small and attainable goals such as going to the gym 3 days a week or short daily walk. Once this becomes a habit, you can tack on larger goals.
I love that.
I love it too. I think it's so true because like you're like, I want to work out every day. Like you're not. If you literally didn't work out one single day of 2019, like you're not going to work out every day of 2020.
Yeah, I think,
like,
I wrote that down. I put like be realistic with yourself because otherwise you're just going to end up disappointing yourself. And that's even worse than like setting the goal in the beginning. I don't even know because I think they have to be – goals should be like the SMART goals thing. We've talked about this on the show before. But they should be realistic and like measurable. So I feel like keep like a timeline in check. I don't even know. I think that's an important.
Yeah. Cause like, I don't know. It's kind of, cause then like, even at the end of the year, you can look back and be like, okay, like what did I accomplish? And it feels really good. Or you could, like Brooke said, like do a monthly thing, a check-in. Not everyone takes their goals super seriously, but if you do, it's so fun because then at the end of the year, it is so darn rewarding to look back on like what you accomplished and you can be so proud of yourself.
A lot of you guys in the Facebook group were also saying to tell friends to stay accountable.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
Which I do like, or just having someone be aware of your goals. Cause if you hold it all in, it's really, you're only competing with yourself, which is enough for some people. But for me, I need to tell others because I feel like I'm held to a higher standard if I tell other people I just don't have enough willpower on my own, which is something that I need to work through. But I think like telling other people is like, you know, you're, then they're holding you accountable. And then it's like, oh, I look bad if I don't do it because I told so-and-so.
Oh yeah. I mean, you said to me, you said to your followers, you're going to start dating. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm like, Brooke, go on the damn date. Do it.
Literally me before it works. This, I'm like telling Danielle, I'm like, oh, do I have to?
Yeah. I know. I'm like, yes, you're doing it this week. Go. That's so funny.
It's all good. I also, okay, this is another thing that I'm doing. I'm doing it today. I'm making a vision board.
I'm so excited for you. It's so much fun.
Yeah. The last time I did one of these was several years ago, and I don't think I really did it right. I feel like I did too many like magazine stuff, and I was like, oh, I like this girl's outfit or like whatever it was.
Yeah.
But I want to be really specific about what I put on this vision board and like really take it into account because I've watched a lot of videos on it. So basically, you want to print out images of things that you want to attract in your life, and it could be really anything. Like I watched this girl's one, and she talked about like all the trips she wanted to go on, and she ended up like going on a bunch of them the year because she just opened herself up to more possibilities. And like, it's all about just reminding yourself what you're working towards, I think, too.
Yes, so, very important.
And keeping that fresh in your mind. And I feel like having a vision board is like really easy. It's not, I know some people do the whole thing like read your goals every morning. Honestly, for me, that's a little unrealistic, but I think having the vision board to reference and look at all the time is realistic for me.
Gosh, now you make me want to make one. You want to maybe Delaney and I will do that this weekend. Let's go. I'll come over. We'll do it.
Yeah. Quick trip.
Are you cutting out of magazines though, or are you like printing out photos?
I'm going to print out photos. So I got literally a board from CVS and a glue stick, and I'm
Elmer's.
It is Elmer's.
I figured.
And I'm going to just print out some pictures of whatever I try. This is where it gets hard because I was listening to my friend Bianca Franco's podcast. She's probably listening to this right now. And she said that she doesn't feel right, which I actually agree with this a lot, setting numerical goals for herself in terms of followers and all that stuff. Because as much work as you do and as much work as you put into like digital stuff, it doesn't necessarily get reflected in the follower count because that's at the end of the day, other people, and you can't control other people. Does this make sense?
No, I agree. I was just telling a girl I met in my class this morning. She was like, what is your biggest tip for YouTube? I was like, don't keep wanting followers and like hoping for numbers. It's about loving what you do and everything else will follow, because it's not necessarily something you can actually, like you can lose 5 pounds, but you can't like promise yourself that you're going to gain 500 followers tomorrow. It's a different world.
It's out of your control. That's out of your control. It is.
Yeah.
So I think that's why with like social media world, it kind of gets a little funky, because I've always been like that too. Like I've always had the goal of like, I want to get 100K on Instagram, but like what is my why behind that? And I don't think my why is powerful enough. I think I just want it for the number thing, which is kind of messed up. I don't want it because I'm not like, I need to be out here and like really think through it and be like, no, because I want to grow my community of like loyal followers who motivate and inspire each other and like foster the community. Like it's, and I haven't been looking at it through that lens. I've been more just like, I just want 100K, which is so stupid. And I'm calling myself out for it because I think that that's just like a stupid goal to have. So I think it's all about being realistic with yourself too. And that's unrealistic too. Like sitting here being like, oh, I have 0 followers. I want to get 100K by the end of the year. Like let's be realistic with ourselves here. Like this, that's absurd. So
yeah, like that's just crazy. Unless you have like a viral video or something that's really out of your control. Also kind of on that note with like being frustrated, it's good to like, you know, it's so easy to be frustrated. I get frustrated. Brooke gets frustrated. Everyone gets frustrated. But to kind of let it fuel your focus and be like, okay, I'm frustrated about this. What can I do to change this? Like, why am I frustrated? What is wrong in this system? Do I need to create a better routine? Like, don't blame yourself and don't feel inadequate, because everyone's kind of working at their own pace. And I often will look at others and be like, wow, she's killing it or whatever. But let it fuel your personal passions and really just make you want to work more towards your goals so you can have whatever they have or whatever you're comparing yourself to.
I like that a lot. Yeah, using it as like gas, literally gas for your car.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I think persistence is very important for this. It's very like consistency. It's again, it's so easy to get caught up in everything and just knowing you will be rewarded. Like I know after flossing all this time, when I go to the dentist in 6 months, they're gonna be like, holy crap, dude, like this is freaking awesome. Because they're not gonna say it like that, but I'm gonna be like, wow, I did that, and I'm so proud of it. I know it's like the littlest of things, but it's true.
I love that. I'm also reading some of the things that the gals in the Go Facebook group have said. And a lot of people, I personally don't do this. I don't think you do either, Danielle. Bullet journaling. A lot of people are saying that that's a really good way to track your goals. And I've seen this done.
Okay.
But I just find that it's really hard for me to keep up with. But I think it is a really good way to track your goals, because you know, you could track, you could write down, you know, how much water you're drinking, how much you're working out, or how much work you put into, you know, yourself today, or how happy you are. You can kind of like write down all these things in this journal and really keep it super organized and see your difference from day to day. So I think that's cool too.
No, yeah, I agree. This in the article I just found, this is really interesting. It says to set prevention and promotion goals. So a promotion goal, for example, it says, I'd like to lose 10 pounds so that I look better in my clothes. They say the problem with setting these type of goals is that they're vulnerable if a better option pops up. So then there's the prevention goal on the other hand. So it's kind of like your duty and obligation. So a New Year's resolution could be, I'd like to lose 10 pounds because it's my responsibility to my family that I remain healthy. So it kind of keeps you accountable.
Ooh, I like that.
Change the wording. I liked it too. I was like, wow, that's so true. Like blah, 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 because this, like, I don't know. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it. It's kind of just like we talked about it in like the goal setting, like with being careful with how you word these things. Remember,
yes.
Like what, how
manifestation,
how you don't want it to be negative. It all has to be positive.
Yeah. And it's hard to word it like that because you don't want to, but that's what will promote it in a better way. Also, I meant to say this, I just thought of this, back to the vision board. If you don't have time to make a vision board, or you just don't want to, or whatever, Pinterest is awesome.
True.
I love just pinning things, and
you could,
I
make
mean,
a,
I've literally
a
got my whole
board.
Life on there.
Yeah, you could do. Like,
yeah,
you could literally make a board called Vision Board and just have it on there. I just think that
Vision Board 2020. Oh, I'm gonna do that right now.
That's very smart, especially if you don't like want to sit down and like do this whole project, which I definitely don't blame you guys. I just am fortunate to have the time today. And,
no, yeah,
well, time to do it.
That's the best time. I might actually see if Delaney wants to. This week, but maybe I'll use these photos and print them out for my vision board, use some magazine stuff. I'm getting motivated.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah. A lot of people are just saying to like really keep their goals in check by like checking in with themselves weekly and holding themselves accountable.
Ooh.
I think that, like I said, this is just where I always struggle. Like I set these goals and then I look back on them, you know, maybe I'll check in every 6 months and I'm like, oh damn. But actually it was really cool. I looked back, I have like this notebook that I've just had for life, and I looked back on my goals from before I wrote them down, even before I started my job, and a lot of them isn't it so cool when a lot of them like come true? I don't know, it's so cool.
It is the coolest thing ever, Brooke. It's like the best feeling ever. And so if you do keep yourself accountable, or yeah, I'm the same way. I don't think I'll do weekly. It's just not feasible. But every 6 months to look at that journal and be like, whoa, I literally did that.
So if you don't
it's crazy.
Yeah, you should definitely get. It doesn't even have to be a dedicated like journal for this year, but just like start tracking it in some way. Write it down at least. Oh my gosh, you guys, if you haven't written down your goals, you got to do that step one.
Yeah, let's get on that for sure. My boyfriend just did it. He like randomly texted me. He's like, I made my goals. I was like, wow, I'm so proud of you.
Aww.
Yeah. Proud of him. I don't think he's ever done that any year ever.
Wait, that's great. I really like that, because I actually never really hear of like, especially college guys. I mean, this is generalization, obviously, but.
No, I know. They'll just like say stuff out loud, but I think they have always thought about things, but it takes a lot to like write down. No, a couple of my guy friends actually, they like wrote it down on their notes. I'm like, wow, I'm so proud of you guys.
Wow, that's really great. Good for them.
Ooh, this one girl, Allie, says, I made a list of goals and broke out what I needed to do each month to achieve them. And I shared them with my team at work and close friends. So she kind of said, like, if it's like a year-long thing, what you do each month that kind of takes you to that next step. That's cool.
I love that. I like all
these. So many, like a lot of people made new music playlists. That's another way to get you motivated. Like Brooke has her Remember Who You Are playlist, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm still listening to my winter break one. I probably should make like a new year one, but I'm still listening to that music, so I'm just not ready.
Change up the vibe, all that stuff. Yeah. Someone says like write reminders in your phone like every month, which could be helpful, except Ooh. Like a reoccurring monthly reminder, or put it in your calendar, even like review goals on like a certain day. I just find that like something like I always make excuses, like something will always come up that day. I'll be like, oh, I'm busy this day, and then something comes up, so I have to be better about carving out specific time.
I know that all goes back to like time blocking and it's hard. This is a hard one. It's like so exciting. And if you really stick to it, it's so rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just all about like reminding yourself. And back to Pinterest, like if you're ever unmotivated, go to Pinterest and look up quotes. Like I do that often, and it puts me in the best mood.
that sounds like a good way to improve the mood. Also listen to some happy music. Get going.
Yes. This girl, Madison, in the Facebook group, I don't know if I've talked about this in the podcast or I talked about this with someone recently, and it's really a goal for mine. No, you told me because you have been doing this recently. She said, one of my goals is to stop putting off things I could do right now, which sounds profound, but it's more about taking my cups to the kitchen when I'm done or putting away my laundry immediately instead of kind of putting it off. I wanted to start doing that to keep my room cleaner before school starts again so I can have a better semester. I think it's so true. Like, even Brooke and I will like finish recording, and then Brooke's really good about like, okay, I'm gonna record the ads right now, and I'm like, wow,
true,
okay,
yeah,
like it's so, but it just gets things out of the way. If you have time right now, just do it, like literally just get it done with.
That's like a rule, I think it's Mel Robbins, it's like the 5-second rule or something. I'm pretty sure there's a book about it. I never read this book, but even I think about it as simple as like when you wake up in the morning, you can snooze your alarm, or you could take the 2 seconds of like, not even courage, but like the 2 seconds of like stamina that you have in you to stand up and get up, or you could hit the snooze button. And honestly, do I hit the snooze button a lot? Yeah. So I'm just saying that this like is a good, does this make sense? Like just, if you could do it now, just do it. You might as well just get up. You might as well just freaking clean up. If you just ate dinner, like clean the dishes now, cause you're not going to want to clean them later. Work out now if you have the motivation, cause like you're probably not going to have the motivation later. I love to like act on the existing motivation that I have, which is why I'm very impulsive. And like, that's part of my personality, but I find that's like how I get stuff done though. You know what I mean? Like if I am like in this moment, I want to film this video. Like I should just film it then because I'm inspired and like I have the drive. I don't even know how else.
It's so true. Like even like when I'm caffeinated, I'll be like, I'll do it in 10 minutes. I'm like, I could like not be as energetic 10 minutes. So might as well do it now. Like it's kind of scary, but it's true. And I'm going to start doing that more too.
Yeah.
Sorry. That was really annoying. That was my straw.
No, I was drinking coffee too. We're both caffeinating right now. So yeah, a lot of you guys currently caffeinating. a lot of you guys are saying, you know, vision boards, bullet journals. It seems like there's a lot of like ways to like visualize it, which is great. Some girl said like a separate notebook for like the manifestation for the new year. So I think that's great. It's always an excuse. Tori said this in her podcast too, like an excuse to, you know, buy some new cute stuff for the new year.
Like new planners and stuff.
I love that. Our friend Gabrielle said, write down your goals and 3 steps to get there. Make it pretty. Hang up where you see it every day. I love the where you see it every day thing. I need to do that.
Yeah, I need to do more of that. I don't know where to put it, but that's a good idea. A lot of people do like bathroom sticky
medicine cabinet.
Yeah, medicine cabinet. I don't have one, so
me neither. Or you, Danielle, like you have this big full body mirror behind you, stick it in the corner. Could do it. I know I need to do this too. Or people will write things like in their cabinets or whatever. I remember like my family used to do that sometimes. Like they would like, you know, leave sticky notes in the cabinet or whatever it is, or on the fridge, stuff like that. So that
a
could
thoughtful
be-
pan.
A thoughtful, it's not just a pan, it's a thoughtful pan. Okay.
No, yeah. Or like sometimes like if I really need an extra boost, there's certain weeks that are just tougher for me than others, and I'll make like my phone lock screen, you know, an inspirational quote or something.
Love.
That gets me, I don't know, I just do that. I change my background a lot though. People make fun of me. I literally
oh my gosh,
every week.
You guys,
more than that.
Danielle and I like had a photo shoot and she like changed it. I swear like that second she's like, love the pic. I'm like, oh shoot.
I don't know. I just get, cause like I look at my phone a lot every day. And so I just get so exhausted of photos after a while. That's just me.
I love that. Mine is still you and me.
Oh,
I know.
Oh my God. I love mine. You were me like last week, I swear. And then it just switches.
Long distance.
I know. We need to plan a trip soon. I mean, we are upcoming in February. Like, it's happening.
Yeah, we just have to pick a weekend.
Yes. What was I going to say? Oh, I think literally after this, well, actually, I kind of have to go to class, but I'm going to, like, start pinning to my vision board 2020. I'm getting motivated. You motivated me. Thank you.
No prob. And I think people's vision boards all look different. That's the thing. Like, for some people, it is, you know, like they'll write on it. I saw one girl like posted a picture of hers and it says like 3.5 GPA, which I love. I think it's cool to really like set yourself up for numericals and stuff like that. But it could also just be pictures of like, I watched this one girl's video, Sam, and she put on her vision board a picture of like a kitchen that she really liked, and her new apartment that she moved into had basically that exact kitchen. So it's like, it could be things like that too.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I think that you like be really mindful about what you're putting on them, be really intentional and like have a purpose for it, not just like pretty pictures or like whatever, maybe.
Yeah, like very specific things. I'm so here for that for this year. Yeah. Really.
She has a picture also, like I'm looking at this girl's picture here. I could say her name, Olivia, in our Facebook group, and she has you know, pictures of like food, and she has some cool quotes on here and like pictures of like her and her friends. Like, I love that. I think it's really, this is really mindful.
Also, like genuine plug, some of our sponsors, HelloFresh, a great way to start the new year off, right?
Yep.
By like eating healthy. OpenFit, the app, is literally so cool and it helps you keep accountable. Like, there's so many different ways that you can keep yourself accountable. Technology is freaking awesome. I know a lot of my friends have Apple Watches. I haven't gotten on that train. But a lot of you used to, do you wear Apple Watches?
I barely wear mine anymore. But mostly,
but that's not for everyone.
Yeah.
I think you and I are people that maybe shouldn't have Apple Watches because then we're literally never unplugged. That's my opinion.
Problem. Yeah, I was really, really attached. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like literally you can't get away. I don't know. For me, I know if I get it, I'll literally never not be connected. And it's nice to put my phone down and be like, I'm not on my phone. Like, no one can reach me.
I would agree with that.
But some people love Apple Watches, Fitbits. I mean, there's so many things. Or just signing up for a workout class. You're literally committed to it. You have to pay $20 if you miss, usually, or certain things like that. I think there's great benefits to technology these days.
I think that, so, yeah, hold yourself accountable. Tell a friend. My mom's in, like, a Fitbit, like, or she was back in the day, at least, like, a Fitbit group. And, like,
yes, you could, like, race each other and stuff.
She would, like, go hard, though, on the competitions. Like, one time she was, like, about to, like, win first place. So she, like, literally, like, it was, like, midnight and, like, started going for walks. You know, like, actually just, like, crazy about the competition. So sometimes it just takes doing it with friends. And I know it's sometimes it's hard to find friends to do it with, but like maybe connect with someone in the Gals on the Go Facebook group. I've been seeing a lot of girls that wanting, you know, create group me's or whatever. I think the internet's an amazing place for finding those connections that maybe you can't find in real life. I get it.
Yep. Bigger guns. Amen, baby. I'm feeling so motivated per usual after we record, but you know, I think this is a really good episode. Check out our friend Tori's podcast, Manifest with Tori DeSimone. Like, it seriously gives you a good old kick in the butt. So our podcast is great, but hers is just awesome. So
hers is like next level. Like, I can't even imagine having my life this organized. She wakes up at like 4 or 5 a.m.
Oh, I miss her. Yeah, she's just so awesome. She has the drive.
Yeah, an incredible human. I want to go to Pennsylvania just so I can go back to Stride, if I'm being honest.
She sent us, Brooke and I, a text yesterday of a girl that came to Stride yesterday in a Gals on the Go sweatshirt. It made my day.
I know. You guys are always so cool, like out and about wearing your sweatshirts and stuff. So please tag us in your merch pics. Please.
Please. We, as you guys see, we do post them and we interact with them. We love them.
Love them so much. But all is well. Hope you guys are all having an amazing day. We'll catch you guys next week with an episode of The Happening.
Right, yes. Now. Yes, see you guys soon. Happy New Year, guys. Get after it.
Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.